Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are the founder and president of Faith to Action, author of the Pro-Life Heartbeat Bill, writer, producer, and actress, Janet Porter, and actress, Beth Folger, and actress, Janique Stewart. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. If there was ever a day you would not want to turn that dial, today is the day. Amen. We have some exciting guests. Mondo, the PTL Television Network has the opportunity to bring the who's who of the world and the best of the best. And you know what? One of those people that you have right now, you're actually with.
I am here with Miss Jacqueline Baker.
Come on, Jacqueline. Tell the people, how old are you, Jacqueline?
How old are you?
She's four. She whispered it. That's right.
I love kids. They have different voices.
Four. That's right. Jacqueline Bell Baker is 4 years old, and she was born in Alaska. We love Jacqueline. She loves being on the show. So every day she goes, can I go to work with you? And I'm like, well, today's a show day, so let's go.
So we got her paid today.
That's, oh, Ken. Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell your mom. Don't tell.
Her mom. Her mom's going to get you.
We got you some chocolate.
Grandma's going to get you.
I know. Grandma.
You know, one of the best things here is the opportunity that we have to be able to bring and show our families to you. Yeah. You guys have grown up with us, and now you're growing up with our children. You're helping raise our children. Yeah. You're making sure that we keep them on the straight and narrow. We want to say thank you to our partners who have stood faithful with us so that we can pass the PTL Television Network on to the next generation of Bible-believing believers. I'm telling you right now, friend, if it doesn't 100% line up with the Word of God, then we reject it at the PTL Television Network. And if it lines up with this holy book right here, then we cling our very lives onto it. There's not many Christian networks. There are a lot of great Christian networks, but there's not many Christian networks that bring you the topics that we bring you, that bring you the rawness of information that we bring you and say, hey, you know what? We're just going to give it to you. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to prompt you. Amen. You know, Mondo, we have people who are pre-trib on this show. We have people who are mid-trib on this show, post-trib. We have people who may not believe in a rapture, but you know what? We bring them here. We allow them to speak their piece because the PTL Television Network is for the prophet known and unknown. It's for you, believer, to go like the Bereans in the book of Acts. It says that they took the message with good reception, and then they went and made sure that it aligned with the scripture. Yeah. Believer, that's your job. Whenever you watch this show, say, hey, you know what? This is good information that I'm getting. I'm going to go make sure it lines up with the Word of God. And if it does, then you know it's a good word that you can cling on to. But Mondo, the network's growing. We're now on free TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick. We're on Roku. Yes. We're as well on the Impact Network, which we want to say thank you to Impact for standing with us. And we are also on
the Super Channel.
We have apps. That's right. We're on the Super Channel. That's right.
Orlando, Florida, Super Channel. We are there. But the Super Channel has been a faithful network with this ministry. We have partners. You know, I always think the most incredible thing about our partners is Pastor Jim Baker, which he's getting ready, guys, this year, July 4th. I just want to mention it too, because we're right around the corner. And so we want to invite you. We always host an event here at Morningside, and it's just a time to honor what God has done. And every single time, you know, that's the thing that our dad has instilled in us. He says, the only thing that God asks of you, you may not know how to do it, where it's going to come from, how it's going to happen, but the Lord says he can work with a yes. When you say yes to the Lord, then everything else will fall in place. And so that's what Pastor Jim has been doing for 65 years. He's been saying yes to God, yes to God. Every time God would prompt something in his spirit, every time there was a vision given, a dream given, the only response that Pastor Jim Baker would have was yes. And many of our partners, you've been faithful. Many of you have been with this ministry for 65 years and you've partnered with us. And so I just want to also mention, you know, if you haven't, you'll be able to go to our website, but come and join us and be a part of a time of celebration for Pastor Jim Baker.
You know, pioneering has been the foundation of this ministry, and we're pioneering once again on today's program. So you don't want to turn that dial. You don't want to miss today. Pioneering, it takes a lot of work to pioneer. Yeah. And guess what? When you say yes to God, I want you to know something, that God releases, it seems like, all of his angels to go before you. Favor. But this network, Pioneer, in the middle of a crisis, when things look upside down, when everything came against us, the, you know, I think about six attorney generals came against us. We got sued. We got everything. We should have been depressed. We should have, you know, they told us you're not going to survive. You only have a few weeks to stay on the air. Yet your prayers and the pioneering spirit keep going is the reason why we're here.
That's right.
And we're going to pioneer another. I believe that what is about to be released on today's program is going to impact the nations. It's going to impact the world. It's going to impact the culture of the media industry.
Amen.
It is time for us to regain ground. Stop complaining. Remember what Dad used to say?
You complain, you remain.
Yep, that's
it. Oh, you know it. You heard that a lot growing up.
I'm still hearing it. Come on.
And if you whine, you stay behind. Our whole life, that was instilled in us.
You know, and you got to stop your whining. Listen, I see a lot of social media. I follow the news, and I stay, you know, in close proximity on what's happening. And there's a lot of whiny Christians out there complaining, and yet you don't complain. Otherwise, you're going to remain. I tell you what you do. You build out Lori's house. Mm-hmm. That's how we fight back.
That's right. Amen.
We don't complain about it. You know what? You write a bill that can impact the nation.
That's right.
You do something.
That's right.
That's right.
Dad is all about doing something about it. Don't just talk about it and pray about it, which is good, but then you have to put action to it. Faith without works is dead. But I want to tell you something. If we didn't work every single day to stay on the air, we would not be here. Every day, it seems like we're pioneering something.
Amen.
Every single day, God has given us dreams and vision. But I want to tell you, behind that, it is the provision that comes behind it when it's a God idea.
Yes.
I don't want to miss today. Amen. I'm excited about our special guest today, Ricky. But so much is breaking in the news.
That's right.
A lot of things are happening, yet we still remain faithful in what God has called us to do. But as I'm watching the news, and I hope we get to discuss some of the breaking news that are taking place, because it's time for Christians to not give up.
Yes.
It's time for Christians to not whine, not complain, get in the Word, and then get your mission from the Word and find out what is it that you can do to impact this nation,
Amen.
The culture, the media, everything God has for us, because we're not going anywhere, right?
Amen.
We're going to stay here.
Amen.
We're going to remain faithful in Ricky. God is moving in this ministry. When I see miracles like the Super Channel,
that's right.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. I love, never lose the pioneering spirit.
That's right.
If you take over your mom's ministry or your dad's ministry, or, you know, if you're successful out there, do not let go of what made that company work.
Yes.
This is what I've seen. A lot of companies that, you know, the older generation are moving away and they're retiring. Their sons and daughters take over and they break away from the foundation of that ministry. We don't want to do that.
That's right. You know, and all this is simply for you, friend, is a testimony to build faith. That is the same exact thing that the Lord does for you, where you may find yourself in a position where you say, well, I've hit rock bottom and I've seem to have found a door. You know, I didn't realize rock bottom had a door and it goes down a little bit further. You know, you may have hit the lowest point in your life, but the Lord is a redemptive God. He sent his son to die on a cross. Why, believer? For you. You were on his mind when he was on the cross, friend, that you can have redemption, the fullness of life. That doesn't mean life's always going to be easy, friend. That doesn't mean it's always going to be perfect, but it does mean that you'll live a good life with Christ Jesus guiding you every step of the way. The Holy Spirit wants to have an intimate relationship with you today. And you know what comes with intimacy with the Holy Spirit? You get to release the chains that have bound you down. You get to get unbound from the ropes that bound your hands at one point. Friend, you get to walk in the fullness of Christ whenever you become intimate with the Holy Spirit. That's for you. If you're watching today and you're saying, well, I've drifted away from the fullness of what I believe is the calling of my life that God has called me to. Friend, there's never been a better day than right now, today, to say, Holy Spirit, I want you to re-enter my life. I want you to refresh my mind, renew my soul, my spirit, my purpose. And I promise you, friend, he will never fail you. He will never leave you. And he will never, 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 as Pastor Jim Baker says, he'll never forsake you.
Amen.
You know, Mondo, whenever we're doing something good for the kingdom of God, tribulation's going to happen. Whenever you're fighting forward, whenever you're pioneering, there's going to be those branches that hit you in the head on the way. There's going to be those thorns that catch your ankles on the way out there. There's going to be trials and tribulations, friend, but when you're built on a good foundation, it doesn't matter what comes and tries to attack your home. You're going to stand strong. We have someone on the show today who I believe is one of the best pioneers for a bill in the United States of America that has ever been written. The heartbeat bill is something that I think has truly changed the culture and will continue to change more in the culture. We've seen congressmen, we've seen senators look at this bill and say, you know what? We need to start standing for life. Amen. And I want to say thank you to Janet Porter for being on the broadcast with us here today.
I'm so glad to be here.
You know, if you don't know, Janet Porter is the founder and president of the Faith to Action, which, you know, this motto right here alone, Faith to Action, you were just saying it. This alone gets me excited.
Yes.
We have to put action to our faith. And this is a woman who has actually done this. This is a organization that was made so that we could win the cultural war for life, for liberty, and for the family. Now, Janet is also the architect for the Pro-Life Heartbeat Bill, which ensures that if a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected.
We want to
say thank you. Now, Janet, this is exciting news. You're introducing a brand new sitcom here at the PTL Television Network called What's a Girl to Do? It's an 8-week series by Faith to Action Ministries launched on the PTL Television Network.
Woo!
We want to thank you for launching
thank
that
you.
With us today.
Thank you.
And we have some wonderful people here with you right next to you. Right next to Janet, we have Mom. Come on. That's right.
Hi,
we absolutely love it.
World.
This is Miss Beth Folger. Now, this, you know, you've been standing by your daughter for years. We are the beginning. I love that you said this because it's an honoring statement. Right before the show, you said she hasn't just been standing by me. She's been working with you. She's been praying for you.
Wow.
She's been interceding with you. And she's also been helping you write the sitcom, What's a Girl to Do?
That's right.
So we want to thank you right now for being with us on the broadcast.
Praise the Lord for all of it.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we have another wonderful special guest. We have Janique Stewart here with us today. She was born and raised in Europe, and her family moved to the United States for her after her high school years. Mm-hmm. Janique also competed as an Illinois state title in a national pageant, and she also is a co-host on What's a Girl to Do? That is issuing here on the PTL Television Network. We want to thank all three of you for being on the broadcast with us today. So we want to ask you a question. The heartbeat bill was introduced how many years ago?
Well, it was 2010. So that's what,
14 years.
Wow.
I moved back to Ohio, which is my home state.
Amen.
My Florida husband looked at me and said, why don't you outlaw abortion while you're here? And I laughed at him. I said, you know, I'm here anyway. I might as well knock that out. I joked about it. And 2 weeks later, God gave me the idea for the heartbeat bill.
Amen.
That, again, if a heartbeat's detected, the baby's protected. It's almost like Dr. Seuss is writing our legislation, but it's that easy. It's that simple.
That's right.
And so we introduced it in 2011 during Valentine's week. And we worked for almost a decade to get it through in my home state of Ohio. But now there are 15 states that have passed a heartbeat law, including most recently Florida.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. In fact, it's that heartbeat law in the state of Texas, I had the privilege of recruiting the sponsor of that bill, but it saved 20,000 lives before Roe versus Wade ever collapsed to the ash heap of history.
Wow.
That's a stadium full of lives that the Texas heartbeat bill alone has saved. So praise the Lord that we get to be a part of what he's doing.
Amen.
And it begins with, as you said, saying yes.
Yes.
Now
right.
I say yes to God, doesn't matter what the question is.
That's right.
Because he's got a plan, and I want to be a part of that.
You know, after Roe v. Wade was overturned by our Supreme Court, our federal Supreme Court, why is the heartbeat bill still important to be supporting? Because a lot of people think, oh, well, Roe v. Wade, you know, it's gone. So there's no need to continue to fight for the matter of abortion in our state legislation. Why is it still important, though?
Well, what that meant is that the states now have the ability to,
right.
they have no restrictions on protecting children. So when we first started, the heartbeat bill was the ceiling. They said it was impossible.
Mm.
And we introduced them to the God of the impossible.
Amen.
And so what is now was once the ceiling is now the floor. As I told Governor DeSantis in Florida, I said, this is now the bare minimum that we should do.
Amen.
The people that are talking about 15-week bans and all these things, well, we don't need to go back to the dark ages. We can add a minimum, use the universal indicator of life, that heartbeat that's used
right.
in hospitals around the world. If someone were to fall on the ground here, we wouldn't just plan a funeral. We'd check for a pulse.
That's right.
Why?
Right.
The heartbeat
Amen.
Is the universally recognized indicator. Of life, why should we ignore it when it comes to the very young?
I got a question. You're saying so much, yet the 15-week ban, let's get into a fight.
Sure.
Because a lot of Christians are listening to orators that are great orators. They know how to deliver a line. They know how to get you to believe what they're saying. Yet, what's wrong with the 15-week ban, Janet? Because it sounds good. And this great orators that if I say their name, people will go crazy over it. Yet I feel they're compromising the work from a heartbeat away, the faith to action, everything that you've worked so hard for.
Sure.
Yet these voices are sounding this, you know, I don't even know what to call it, because I sound it as an alarm.
Yes.
Yet people are falling into this trap.
Right. They picked a date out of the air and said, how about 15 weeks? Let's pick 15 weeks. There's no reason for that arbitrary date. And the thing about that bill is it protects almost no one. I mean, we were fighting back when in Congress was a 20-week ban, protected 1% of the babies. Wow. The heartbeat bill protects 9 out of 10.
Yes.
And then as we as we are able to detect that heartbeat at younger and younger ages, as technology improves, we're going to get them all.
That's
but
right.
But when we pick 15 weeks, I think it protects about 3% of the babies. Why would we go back to the dark ages when we've got a bill that America agrees upon?
Yes.
We've talked about it on this program before, that you look at the Barna research, 7 out of 10 in America agree that if a doctor can detect the heartbeat of an unborn baby, that baby should be legally protected.
Yes. Amen.
86% of Republicans, here's the shocking part, 55% of Democrats agree that if a heartbeat's detected, that baby should be legally protected.
Yes.
And that's what the heartbeat bill. We don't have to go back to some arbitrary date.
That's right.
We've got a scientific standard that we use in every single instance when it comes to life across the board. Why would we ignore it here?
Amen.
To deny a heartbeat is to deny science.
Mm-hmm.
To ignore it is heartless.
Yes.
And that's the message America needs to hear.
Amen. You know, we have so many people rallying. They say, well, trust the science. Trust the science. It's a phrase that we've heard chanted many times. But when the science proves itself and you say, hey, we have science that now can show a heartbeat earlier than 15 weeks, they say, well, we don't know if we trust the science anymore.
We brought in the science in the U.S. Congress Judiciary Subcommittee. We brought in the youngest to ever testify in Congress, 18-week-old baby Lincoln. He was unborn. And there he was in the womb. We put him up on the screen. And as that baby's heartbeat was seen and heard by everyone in Congress, all those in attendance, the room was silent.
Mm.
The people who had been disruptive moments earlier, one woman she was wearing one of their T-shirts of NARAL and Planned Parenthood. And when that heartbeat was heard, she was seen wiping tears from her eyes.
Mm.
And that's when I realized that baby's heartbeat can reach even the hardest of hearts.
That's right.
It can reach America. And that's what it's done.
Yes.
That's right. And that's why you wrote this book as well. It's called A Heartbeat Away.
That's right.
Can you tell us about this for someone who may have not read it?
Sure. It's basically, it may not just be the heartbeat bill. It's about introducing the God of the impossible to whatever impossibility you're facing. And in this case, it's a handbook. Whole lot of things that we didn't do right, but we learned. And I just want to say, no matter where you live, whether you're in a red state, a purple state, a blue state, just introducing this bill will save lives. We actually saw a baby saved before this bill ever passed out of committee in Ohio.
Wow.
Because what happens is the publicity. It's like putting a bumper sticker across the state that abortion stops a beating heart. Only with a heartbeat bill, a beating heart will stop abortion.
Wow.
That's the message of what this bill will do. This is the handbook on how to pass one in your state, how to get one introduced, and how to see the impossible bow to the name of Jesus spoken
Amen.
Through your
lips.
Amen.
This is the handbook for that.
That's right, Ricky.
Amen.
Yes, and we want to make sure that everyone right here at the top of this show, if you have not ordered the book, we do have just a limited quantity available, but it's so important to get this knowledge, to get this understanding. And then also, as you said, faith to action. That's the name of your ministry. I love when ministers of the gospel come, they preach out of the word, but then they give you a handbook and say, now go. Go
That's
and
right.
say yes to God and see what he will do. We have put together an incredible offer for you. This is the Heartbeat Away offering, and we're including three different items. You'll receive the book, A Heartbeat Away, or Heartbeat Away. Then we're also including the DVD,
the movie,
which is Unplanned, What She Saw Changed Everything. If you've not watched this movie, this is the story of Abby Johnson, involved in over 22,000 abortions, how God would take that moment and she would then become a champion for life, for
Amen.
Pro-life. And so this is a documentary of her story, her life, and how God used that moment and time where she was witnessing and being a part, and how God would turn that story around. We're including this DVD. Plus, we're also going to include a copy of our mom's book, Pastor Lori, This Is More Than I Could Ever Ask. And she goes through her story of 5 abortions, of an abusive marriage, of life before knowing Christ, and how God restored. That's what it's all about. If you're sitting out there and you're saying, I've made mistakes, I've had an abortion, the thing I love about my mom's testimony is she says, you're never too far gone. God will forgive you. If
Amen.
You come into his mercy, he is a redemptive father who will forgive you. But to know how do you move forward from this? And that's what I believe this offering is going to help someone who's watching right Amen. Now. It's going to empower you to move forward in forgiveness. But if you'd like to take advantage of this offer, these are three items right here, two books, one DVD. That's for a donation of $35 to our ministry that helps our ministry stay on the air. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
This is something you definitely want to do today. Now, Faith to Action Ministries, this is, it started off as a primarily pro-life organization, but now you've expanded your support to Israel. Can you tell us how that has affected you, and why did you expand your support to Israel?
Well, it's just been building up inside me, like so many others. You see the anti-Semitism. Yeah. You see the people holding signs against genocide while at the same time chanting for genocide.
Right.
They get rid of Israel. That's what that river to the sea is all about, obliterating the Jewish people. And so one day I'm driving down the street, just like maybe 2 weeks ago, I'm listening to the news and I'm like, we got to do something. Columbia University students are going at this. And I'm like, let's rent a plane. And so I just said, mate, I just called around and got a airplane company to pull a banner. And it simply said, God bless Israel. It had a heart on either side. And then we had a text thread. Rick Joyner was a part of that text thread, and others who we said, we got to do more. Let's do more. And someone had mentioned Black Lives Matter. I said, you know what we need to say? Jewish Lives Matter.
Amen.
And so we flew a banner, jewishlivesmatter.us, which is the website. We flew that over UCLA for an hour. And then
there it is.
And we then took an extra hour and we flew this plane over Hollywood, just for good measure. So that was a lot of fun. That was a week ago. We then flew a plane over the University of Michigan that we support Israel. We stand with Israel and jewishlivesmatter.us. There it is. And all at the same time, while they're having their graduation ceremony at this outdoor stadium, we had a plane with a message flying above. When Sean Foyt was at USC, we had another plane, and we used the words of Kim Clement, also by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the UN, said, Israel is forever.
Amen.
And it's based on what you said, Ricky. It's all in the word.
Yes.
Right.
You know what?
This is
where it is. So that flew over USC for 2 hours. We then had T-shirts. We got 400 of the Jewish Lives Matter T-shirts. I know you guys have a T-shirt that we stand with Israel.
Amen.
This is the time
to
stand. You know, people wonder, what would I have done in 1930 Germany?
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder about that, because what would you have done is, what are you doing right now?
That's right.
When they are attacking our Jewish friends, we need to stand with them, because God said that that's his chosen people. He gave that land to Israel. They don't occupy the land. They own it.
Yes.
And they have
a
right to self-defense. And what we're seeing is really like, just like the Holocaust deniers, they're denying what happened on October 7th.
That's right.
When the Hamas terrorists came in and they raped and they maimed and they tortured and they killed innocent civilians, men, women, children, babies, were cooked alive. They actually had the equivalent of a GoCam on their bodies. They took pictures of it so they could celebrate their demonic assault.
Proud of it.
And yet it's all documented.
That's right.
By them, they've got the video. And yet there's a whole group of the Hitler youth of today, that are denying what happened to Israel, the innocent civilians there. And we're going to stand. And we're going to tell our Israel brothers and sisters, look up, because you do not stand alone. Mm-hmm. I'm getting letters from rabbis who said, this time, how encouraging it is that this time we do not stand alone.
Yes.
And
Amen.
So the Christians stand with Israel. And just as God said, those that bless Israel will be blessed.
Yes,
those that curse Israel will be cursed. And I want to be among those that are blessed. And that's why we stand. You want to know what side to stand on? God's side.
Yes.
God's side is the right side of history.
Amen.
And that's where we will stand.
That's right. You know, we see across college campuses, they're setting up encampments. They're illegally breaking into buildings and, holding the buildings essentially hostage. They're demanding rations of food and water while they're changing American flags out on poles for Palestinian flags, attacking Jewish students. This is the youth of America. You know, you have to really think about this. These are kids going to Ivy League colleges, some of the best colleges in the world. These are men and women who eventually will become congressmen, who eventually will become senators, who eventually will become Supreme Court justices. What is the state of America right now? If we're saying, okay, you know, our prime schools of America are indoctrinating kids to hate another country.
They are. They're indoctrinating kids. But keep in mind, this is a well-funded theater. All right? What we're seeing is money from George Soros. We're seeing it from the PLO, from Muslim Brotherhood, from all of these groups. If you look at Columbia University, you see some of the pictures. All the tents are the same. Right. All the signs, as President Trump pointed out, they're all printed. You know what? You've got something that's organic.
Right.
You draw it on a cardboard. That's you buy your own tent. You bring it there. That's not what's happening.
Right.
We're seeing a theater of terror that is paid for. They're bought and paid for, and we're calling them out. And we say no.
Yes.
Not on our soil.
That's right.
It's not happening
Amen.
At our time.
Amen.
We're standing
Amen.
Against
not
it,
on our watch.
And we're standing against it now. Not on our watch. Yeah. Thanks,
Amen.
Mom.
Not on our watch.
Now
hey,
you know why she's a co-author.
Yeah. I was
going
to say I like that you said that. Not on our watch. I mean, we have seen generation after generation, every generation there has been somebody trying to exterminate the Jewish people. Why? Because the devil hates the covenant that God made with the Jewish people. That's why he is attempting to do that. But we cannot allow this to happen on our watch. I'm so glad you said that, because you know what? It's not a single generation's thing. This is a lifelong thing. Friends, family, grandparents, parents, you need to teach your children and grandkids. We, as our family, stand with Israel. You know why? Because like you said, that's a God-given land. We have no right in that. We have no way. You know what? If my opinion says, well, I don't think I should be there, then I need to set my opinion in the back burner. Why? Because the word of God says that they were given this land, so we, believer, must support the word of God. That is where our stance is taken.
It's a non-negotiable.
That's right.
And I think someone ought to write a book.
Non-negotiables.
If you don't write it, maybe I'll write it. But I tell you what, there's some non-negotiables with God.
That's right.
One of them being the land of Israel. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you agree or disagree with Benjamin Netanyahu and the whole administration. That doesn't matter. What does the Bible say about the land?
Yeah.
He made a promise, not a blessing, a promise about the land. And anyone that tries to divide it, the Bible says that you will be cursed.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I don't want any more curse in my life.
That's Genesis. That's
I was cursed from the moment I was born into sin and got into trouble. The last thing I want to do is end my life in a curse.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone says, you know what? If you bless this nation, I'm going to bless you. Wouldn't you want that blessing?
We would.
100%.
We need it as America.
That's right. God never retracted that covenant.
Right.
He never reneged on that promise. By the way, it's encouraging to see President Trump is now recognizing, hey, you know what? This whole two-state thing we've been talking about, where you give up peace for promises of land that they never keep.
Right.
He says that's not working out so well, which is really points to the importance of the next election as well.
That's right.
To stand with Israel, with the guy that moved the embassy to Jerusalem, that stood with Israel. And that's just really vital as we move forward in this nation.
That's right. Yeah. You must make sure that you are voting for people with godly principles. That's what it boils down to. We vote through the lens of the Bible. If the Bible agrees with it, we agree with it, friends. We have to vote through this as our lens right here. We don't vote left or right simply for voting left or right. We vote the Bible standards. I encourage you, go out and look. Go see what the left stands for. Go see what the right stands for. And then go and make sure you know what the Bible stands for, friend. And that is what we as believers must be doing. We must be making sure that our votes align with the word of God. That's our religious right, our religious freedom.
Amen.
That is our religious duty here in America, friend. You have a duty. I fought in the United States Army so that people could go and vote. That is one of the primary reasons that I went. Why? Because I want my kids to live in a free country that has religious freedom, where they can go out in the street and wear a t-shirt that says, I support Israel, without having to worry about getting attacked, where they can go say, I love Jesus. Hey, do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, without getting attacked? Friend, religious freedom is important, and I believe that we need to be standing with those who stand with our freedoms as Christians here in America. Mm-hmm. You know, Mondo, one of the things that we have been seeing over generations, a lot of people thought, oh, this is just the last 10 years that this has been happening. But no, this has been a slow and methodical generational turn, is the indoctrination of our youth through media.
Absolutely.
We have seen this through television, through music, mm-hmm. through secular entertainment. We have seen them say, you know what, morals have slowly started to decay because they realize, oh, you know, it used to be that a good old show, I Love Lucy. They wouldn't even show Ricky and Lucy sleeping in the same bed.
Right.
They had two twin beds pushed across the sides of the room. They had a dresser in between them. Why? Because they thought it was wrong to show them in the same bed together. But now we're getting to the point, Mondo, where that is, I mean, if there's one even, you know, more dramatic than G, it is even more so than PG, because of what they're showing to even children's programming right now, Mondo. We have sitcoms across the country that I feel like, you know, people think they're hilarious, but all it is just raunchy, gross humor. Let's be real. We need more Christian programming. This is why we're excited to talk about something today. But the indoctrination is real, isn't it, Mondo?
Listen, the most powerful tool you can have is when you get someone's attention for the next 30 minutes to an hour. And what you see and what you hear will influence the next decision that they make. And when you understand that nothing is catered for, you know, Christian communities or even families today, I can tell you that this network is going to stand on the truth to be able to bring you programming that you can sit around with your family, with your kids, and not be afraid that something raunchy is going to be shown on TV.
That's right.
Yet, on today's program, we are pioneering, for what I know to believe, one of the first sitcoms that I don't even want to label it Christian sitcoms, because then you label it that. I think it's an everyday sitcom that is going to change your perspective, and I think it's going to help us understand a lot better how can we influence the culture. But I got to ask you this, Ms. Janet, what drew you to say, I'm going to put aside serious things and decide to write something that was more comedy-based, more lighthearted?
Right.
Why did you go there?
Well, it wasn't that I put aside serious things. And maybe that's why it's taken so long to do this.
Yeah.
But we've been, the Heartbeat Bill was what I had to do.
Yeah.
The sitcom is what I'd like to do. It's just,
right.
It's fun, right? And what better place to launch it? Now, I remember being on here with your father, the pioneer, and we called for people to send faxes to Congress.
Yes.
We ended up
yes.
with like 980,000 faxes till Congress said, stop doing it. We've broke fax machines. We've got to stop it. If I would have known we were that close to a million,
yeah.
I probably would have kept
yeah.
going, right?
Kept pushing, that's right.
But you all have been there on the forefront to say, you know what, back when nobody gave the Heartbeat Bill the time of day, you all were there.
Amen.
And so what happened was I was actually working on making a movie about how we passed the nation's first ban on partial birth abortion. I had an investor who put up $2 million. He wanted me to match the money, but I didn't know any millionaires. So he calls me one day and he says, Jan, you know what, I've allocated the money elsewhere. And he says, we may have some seed money, but we've allocated it elsewhere. And I hung up the phone and I'm thinking, my Heartbeat Bill is stalled in Congress, even though we had more co-sponsors than any other pro-life bill, 174 co-sponsors,
wow.
44 more votes got us a law, or at least passed through the House. And so it was blocked in Congress. It was blocked in the state Senate in Ohio. And I just lost the idea of making this movie. And I'd like to say that I turned on and I watched PTL. Or I got in the word. I'd like to say that, but I, you know what? I need to laugh. So I binge watch sitcoms, and I looked on maybe the third or fourth of these things, and I'm like, you know what? I can't stand the agenda that comes with each one of these
things.
That's
right. A true agenda.
So I called back the investor, and I said, so what kind of seed money are we talking? And he said, well, $100,000, which was enough. I said, it may not be enough to make a good quality movie, but it is enough for a sitcom pilot. And we bought the cameras, we recruited the talent, and we made a pilot. We built a set in a church at New Dawn Community Church
Amen.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we filmed a sitcom. The pilot that now has launched the first season, which will be airing here on this network.
That's
I'm so
right.
so privileged to be able to be a part and partner with you guys,
Amen.
You know, fellow pioneers in this
Amen.
Effort. Because you know what, the world has done what we haven't done.
Yes.
We hear the command that we read in Matthew 18 is to disciple nations.
That's right.
We disciple one another. We may win converts, but we don't disciple nations. What they have done is they've taken the sitcom, that particular method of reaching people, and they work and weave in the agenda.
Agendas.
And as my mom likes to talk about, the world takes humor and they work in, how do you say it?
Filth.
Filth and evil.
Right.
We're gonna work in God.
That's
and
right.
The whole idea is about a Christian activist who's basically, it's based on my life, based on a book that I didn't want to write. Back in 2002, my agent, I was single, my agent says, I want you to write a book on dating. I said, I don't even read a book on dating. I said, I can't even write a pamphlet on that. I had just broken up. I said, no way. And he talked me into writing this book. It ends up becoming a bestseller. It's now, it was called What's a Girl to Do While Waiting for Mr. Right? And we basically turned that into a sitcom, and we are filming episodes for season two. You can see the trailers. I know we're going to show some, but at whatsagirl.com, you can become a part of the Directors Club to keep this thing going so that we can disciple nations. We're going to reach the lost with the gospel, and we're going to disciple nations on how it is we're supposed to live as a Christian. Not always doing it right, learning along the way, making a lot of mistakes, but it's something that I believe is going to show people that this is real. This book is real.
That's right.
Every promise
Amen.
In it
Amen.
Is for us.
Amen.
It's for our time.
Yes.
And that's really the message of What's a Girl to Do.
Amen. Wow. What's a Girl to Do? We want you to watch this trailer for What's a Girl to Do, which you are able to find here at the PTL Television Network.
I know it's only been a few weeks since Jack broke up with you, but tell me you're not eating another pan of brownies.
I've got something that's going to cheer you up. I've got the title for your next book.
Brace yourself. Your next book is called What's a girl to do while waiting for Mr. Right?
You want me to write a book on dating?
I couldn't even write a pamphlet on dating.
That's hilarious. You can advise women all across America what to do with their ex-boyfriend's shirts.
Dwayne's in. You're going on a date tomorrow night.
This is the tallest man I've ever seen. Would you mind changing seats with me?
No.
Excuse me?
Well, then I won't be able to see.
I got everyone's expense checks, except for Janet, who did not submit the proper paperwork. Surprise, surprise.
Janet's having a party on Friday. Would you like to come?
A party? What time is this party?
Yeah, what time is this party, Lori?
Here is Janet's address for Friday.
Speak only in cliches. Well, if at first you don't succeed.
Oh, no, you don't. You have to stay with what you pick. That's the game.
Hey, boo boo.
Hey.
Dance with me?
Sure.
So, Janet, how's Jack?
Well, Liz, let's put it this way, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Oh, should we get that?
No time like the present.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hi, Jack.
Speak of the devil.
I won't keep you. I just came to pick up my striped shirt that I left over here.
I think I need a down-to-earth kind of girl. You know, one who's happy with the simple things in life, like applesauce and brownies. Hey, Julie Jules. I was just thinking about you. It's about a job.
But it is so good to see you here, though. In the same restaurant, in addition to you living right next door to Jeff. And now you're working with him in the same office.
She seems really, really nice.
Tell you what, give me one chapter by next week and I'll leave you alone.
How about one sentence by next month?
All right, you've got 2 weeks to give me one chapter.
What's a Girl to Do? It's an 8-week series by Faith to Action Ministries, launching on the PTL television network on Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to tune in to watch this for the first Christian sitcom here at the PTL television network.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Beth, I want to ask you a question. How did you get involved with writing with your daughter for What's a Girl to Do?
Well, we've always been involved with everything going at the Capitol, from voice to voice, and it's just life.
Yeah,
you know, she'll invite me over. She says, "Mom, you know, I'm going to write tonight." And so we go and we have a blast writing funny things and interjecting God in them to make it a this is something you need to know.
Amen.
Because there is truth and there is humor and it's a gift from God.
Yes,
and so I got this wonderful daughter God gave me and we laugh together.
If she doesn't laugh, I rewrite it.
Yes. That's right. Come on. You'd be rewriting a lot if it was a sitcom on us. So we're
I love
trying
it.
To make it.
You know what I think though? I'm like, if you did not just enjoy that clip that we just watched to see Ms. Janet Porter, I remember when you told me, you called me and Mondo and you were like, we're doing a sitcom. And I remember when you sent me the first video, I just sat there thinking, how is this Ms. Janet Porter? When you know that she's strong, she's bold, she's courageous, she's on the front lines.
And she's funny.
That's right. But to see you in this sitcom, it's so amazing. I believe anyone who's tuning in, you're going to enjoy watching this. You're going to laugh. Bring your family together. I love what you said. This is for the family. You know, to have something that's wholesome, that's for the family. I also want to remind you that you can also watch on all of our streaming apps. So that's your Roku TV. You can play it anytime. Your PTL Network app on your phone. You can watch. We want to make this available through all of our streaming networks as well. So you can go back, you can watch it. But remember, we're airing it two times.
That's
we
right.
did that strategically because if anyone misses it, it's the first at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. But then when we were talking about it, we said, wait, in the middle of the night, when you wake up at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, many times people are awake. But what do? You want to turn on something that's light, that's fun, that
that's
will
right.
just bring enjoyment to you. So that it's also airing on the PTL Network every Saturday. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern gives you two chances. And of course, 24 hours on the video on demand, all of our streaming platforms. Go and support this. This is what I love. I'm like, this is an opportunity for us. Yes, it's a great sitcom to bring to you, but it's time for the church to come together, rally around Miss Janet Porter and what she's doing with this brand new sitcom. We pray that as you have done before, our partners have always answered. You have been a part of everything that God has ever laid out for this ministry.
Amen.
This is brand new for the PTI Television Network. So go out, support it, watch it, and invite your friends and family as well.
That's right. Janique, you play the role of her best friend on this sitcom. Now, that's not too far from reality because I see you guys interacting together in real life here at the studio, and you guys seem to be best friends as well.
She's also on our Faith to Action board, and,
yes.
and
on,
we've been
awesome.
Friends for a long. In fact, some of the party scenes, Janique says, I was at that party.
I was right there.
That's right. I want you to tell us a little bit about you and your organization, Love Protects.
Yes. So I actually have the privilege, yes, of being an actress with What's a Girl to Do, but full-time I travel around as a national speaker, speaking out on issues dealing with life and sexuality. So with Love Protects, we delve into why is it necessary for us to give a defense for the preborn, for
yes.
the humanity of the unborn, especially in a culture where people are not only quick to dismiss unborn life, mm-hmm. but we're comfortable,
Amen.
And we will advocate for the intentional yeah. destruction of
wow.
the unborn. And so through Love Protects, I not only speak to the pro-life issue, but also the sexual integrity component, where it really is about talking to young people about the importance of sexual purity.
Amen.
But then we also delve into, because if we're going to talk about sexual integrity, then we also have to touch on what's going on where there is an all-out war when it comes to human life. It begins in the womb,
Amen.
But then after that, there's a war on children
yeah,
where
right.
we're intentionally mutilating their bodies with this whole gender dysphoria and the transgender
yeah.
issue that so many people were complicit to experimenting on children. And so part of what I do is I do have the privilege of being able to help people have a biblical view on our identity.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Especially right now where there is an identity crisis.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise
yes.
God.
Amen. Wow.
What you do is a critical work. We want to thank you. I mean,
yes.
these three women right here, you guys are powerhouses for the kingdom
absolutely.
Of God. We're honored to have you here. You know, we were watching all the pilots you guys sent us, and they're so funny. We actually found a clip of you and Miss Janet at a Mexican restaurant. I thought we didn't play this on the show. This is funny. I want you guys to watch this.
What's a girl to do?
I'll go first for
it. Si, amigo.
Wow, look at you, Jeff. You speak Spanish, huh?
Si, senora.
And you too, Janet?
Well, I dated a guy from Colombia who mm-hmm. taught me only one sentence. But it's not really anything I could say, so.
Swear words, huh? Who would have thought our sweet little Janet knows Spanish words she can't say in public?
Have you decided what you'd like?
Thank you. Well, first, our friend here would like to impress you with her knowledge of the Spanish language.
Yo tengo ojos bonitos azules.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You are so conceited. How arrogant. Oh my goodness.
I'll come back.
What did she say?
She just told the waiter that she has
yeah.
beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, but she does. So what's the big deal?
Well, that's
You're
not
welcome.
Something that you just go around saying. But like, honestly,
I tried to tell you.
Excuse me. I'd like to point out that I have beautiful brown eyes. Don't you agree?
Yeah, sure.
And my silky fine hair is quite exquisite. Would you like to run your fingers through it? Please?
No, thank you.
You know where she's going? She's on her way to report you to her manager right now.
¿Hablas español? Dime, ¿es señorita ojos bonitos azules disponible? Vamos, dime. Ayúdame, mi hermano.
Tía, mi abuela tiene zapatos verdes.
Gringo loco.
The one. It cracks me up. What's a girl
to do? Ahora, le tengo que hacer una pregunta a ella. ¿Cómo habla español?
Oh, lo siento, no hablo español.
Yeah, there you go, she got it.
We said, that's Ricky.
I was going to say, I had a very similar experience with them. They both speak Spanish fluently. I do not. We went to a Mexican restaurant, and I think the only thing I could ask for was water. Very poorly asked for water. You know, it's good that we have lighthearted stuff. Now, before you became an actress on this, did you have any acting experience?
Nothing. Big fat zero.
Nothing.
You know, I was a townsperson in our town or something in high school, but it was nothing. So there were a lot of people that said, I don't want you to play yourself. My own husband's like, you know, you need to hire somebody to do this. But you know what? I just thought it would be fun.
I love it.
So I am playing a younger version of me, an activist single with all the disaster dates. And yes, even on the back of the book, it says what things to do with your ex-boyfriend should. You can sew it into a pillow to cry on. You can, you know, return it clean and pressed in time for his next date. Or you can use it to clean out the crud in your refrigerator. And my mom said, oh, that'll be funny. And I didn't have a date for like 2 years. But my mother was the one who says, no, you should play yourself. Because I felt like I could pull off a pretty good me.
I love that.
I don't have to write. I just have to remember, like, that scene in the movie theater really happened. You know, these are all things that I've lived through. And because
That's
I got
amazing.
Married late in life, I have a lot of material.
Yes, you do.
She absolutely had to play herself. And,
she did.
And I insisted on it, even though people are coming against and saying, no. And we said, yes. She will do it.
Yes, that's right.
I got a question for Janique. Yes. Is that how you say your name?
Yes,
Janique.
With my Latino accent, that's trying to be French over here. Janique, I got to ask you this. When you took on this role, were you already an actress that you have experienced before?
No, not at all. And in fact, I initially told her no, because at the time I was actually getting ready to go on a tour speaking across Europe. Mm-hmm. And so I sent her this long email, Janet, thanks so much, but no, I really can't.
I didn't read it.
She just kept pushing. She's like, no, really? And I was like, well, she said, just pray about it. I'm like, okay, I will. So as I prayed about it, I still had this commitment. And then all of a sudden, within 3 days, they couldn't do it anymore. And they said, can we change it to next year? So at that point, I was available, but I actually had a different role at the time. And then it just ended up shifting. Yes. And so then I was... and still am playing Lori, her best friend.
You know, I love that. She actually had a prophetic word a while back. When I wrote the What's a Girl to Do book, I saw a girl from church, and she said, I got saved by reading your book. Mm-hmm. I said, which book? She said, What's a Girl to Do while waiting for Mr. Wright. And she said, when I saw you walk by, I heard the words nations, nations, nations. Mm. And I just kind of put it on the shelf because my nation's America.
Right.
Everything's America. Yes. I want to save America. By the way, America shall be saved.
Amen.
As God spoke to Reinhard Bonnke.
Right.
But we were praying. One time we got locked out of the studio at the church at 7 in the morning. And I just said, well, we're going to use the time standing in line to get in. We're going to use the time to pray. And I prayed for God to use this to reach nations. And the girl there, who was the makeup girl, she said, I prayed that this morning in the shower. And she said, oh, you know, that's too big. And she felt like God said, what? And she said, all right, I'm going to pray for nations. And then we told this story as we prayed to begin our first scene, to film our first scene. Janique remembered, her mother reminded her of another word. Tell us that one, if you could.
So years ago, we were attending a church in St. Louis, Missouri, and they once a year would actually have an evangelist that would come through, and he had a gift of prophecy.
Amen.
And to be fair, I really did not know enough about it. And furthermore, I had a little bit of doubt that perhaps it was real. So we were there in the audience. We actually were all the way in the very back. And this was a very large church, around 3,500 people there. And as this evangelist is speaking words of prophecy, he would point to specific people. He would go to them and he would give them a word. I remember as he started walking back and he's like, "You." And I'm looking around behind me. I'm like, who was he talking to? And he came forward and said, "You, young lady." He said, "Are you involved in the entertainment industry?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "You're not involved with anything dealing with entertainment." I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Well, one day you are going to be involved with some type of a project in the entertainment industry that is going to reach the world for Christ. It's going to reach nations for Christ."
Amen.
And
yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
So amen. All this time had passed, and I remember thinking, well, surely I'm not involved with anything like that. Maybe he has the wrong person. But you see, we can't put a timetable on the Lord.
Amen.
When it's his timing, it's his divine timing.
Perfect.
And so we always have to remember that if we're truly walking with the Lord and we're vessels of Christ, we have to wait upon him because he is never the God of too late.
Amen.
He's always the God of on time.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, how does this show counter the culture of what's being, you know, put into the agendas being put into a, you know, modern day sitcom? How are we countering that with this show?
Well, I just want to say also that while we are not acting, we're kind of playing, I'm playing ourselves. My mom and I are playing ourselves. But we actually did recruit really good actors for the rest
of
it.
Yes, we did.
You saw with our next door neighbor, Jeff, he's very, very talented. I saw him in a movie 15 years ago. Yeah. I said, I want that guy. Robert Davi, who's been in The Expendables, Die Hard, Goonies, 130 movies.
Yes.
Next thing you know, we're filming in his backyard pool. You know, just, you got to step out in faith.
That's right.
But what it is it's living life for the kingdom. It's actually realizing that, you know what, we don't have to wait till we have. Mondo and I, you were talking about this last night. You don't have to wait till you have all the fun and you have everything
That's
in place.
Right.
We set out to do the heartbeat bill, and we didn't you know, have any big funding behind us. We didn't have any big funding behind us with this sitcom, but we started filming and we asked people to come. We filmed it on a shoestring and we realized we're getting better as we go. But the whole point of it is to reach people and advance the kingdom of God to reach the lost and disciple nations.
Yeah.
So you'll find truths. You'll find the gospel presented by episode 8. It's one of our favorite episodes. And in season 2, it's going to be very, very clear as we present it, not in a way that beats people over the head, but in a whimsical way that people can understand and can digest.
But you know what I really love, when you actually look at scripture and when you're looking through the New Testament, specifically in the four gospels, you see that Jesus told stories.
That's right.
Parables,
and that's
right.
What we're doing is we're telling, he used parables to illustrate important truths.
Yeah. That's right.
And with this, we were talking about it last night. There's so much creativity that the Lord has given because every
Amen.
Good gift comes from above. So we see the talent that's there, which is from God, but there's really great creativity.
Amen.
There's a lot of humor and it's clean humor. You were saying, how does it counter the culture? When we look at the majority of the sitcoms that are out there, and not just sitcoms, in general, entertainment as it is, everything has a worldview. The world is promoting postmodernism. They're promoting Marxism even.
That's right.
Even in the schools, that's the indoctrination.
That's right.
It's Marxism, which is anti-family, anti-God.
Yeah. That's right.
With this comes from a biblical worldview. So there are truths all throughout. It's humorous. It's loving. There's a lot of kindness. What I also love about this is even with characters that might disagree, because we are actually going to show it's not roses all the time.
Right.
There will be people that might have a different viewpoint, but through love, through kindness, and through truth, we're winning them over to Christ.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Right. You know, whenever they ask Jesus, why do you speak in parables? It's simply put so that people can understand. Mm-hmm. It's all it's about. And I believe that this is a show you are not going to want to miss. It's here on the PTL Television Network. We have another clip we want to show you before we have to go off the air today. This one is called The Letter. Let's watch this.
Job, kid. You may become one of our most valuable employees.
Thanks. It's just a first draft.
Jan, take a look at this. You can make it even better.
If you think she can help.
Oh, and Jan, I'm not going to be able to make the Hope Gala on Friday. I need you to present the Check for Faith for the Nation this year.
Well, I wasn't necessarily going to be going this year because...
What Janet's trying to say is that her ex-boyfriend took her ticket so he could take his beautiful new girlfriend.
I am happy to do it.
You broke up with Janet?
Actually, no. He broke up with her.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought he was a nice guy.
I didn't think much of him.
What do you say we all get back to work?
Good Great. Idea. Can you have those changes on my desk by this afternoon?
Not a chance.
Ah, you're the boss.
Your neighbor seems like a real gem.
He's a good guy. He just needs some interpersonal skills.
For starters.
Hey, Laura. You got any messages for me?
No, but... Give these to Janet.
Hey, what were you thinking in there?
Well, I was just trying to help.
Oh, yeah, I've been making sure everybody knows I was dumped. Well, you take all the credit for my letter. Don't do me any more favors.
Okay. Hey, but can you still have the changes on my desk by this afternoon?
Do you ever think about anyone other than yourself?
Sure. I'm always thinking about what others can do for me.
Go away.
That's no way to treat the most valuable employee. Oh, I've got your messages. Oh. Message, Michael.
That's awesome. You can find that on the PTL yes. Television Network, 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Saturday
That's
nights.
That's right. And remember, this is an 8-week series, so you can tune in every Saturday for the next 8 weeks to watch this brand new pioneering here at the PTL Television Network. Remember to also download Roku, Apple TV, free streaming. You can watch it on all of our streaming platforms online at the Jim Baker Show or PTL Network. There's so many different ways to watch, but do that today. Support this incredible sitcom with Janet Porter and her ministry, Faith to Action. We want to also thank you all who are ordering this bundle right. that we've put together today. A Heartbeat Away. You'll receive the book, A Heartbeat Away by Ms. Janet Porter. We're also including the DVD, Unplanned, What She Saw Changed Everything. The story of Abby Johnson, along with our mom's book, More Than I Could Ever Ask. That's for a $35 donation to our ministry. This helps support our ministry to bring incredible guests like today. Ms. Janet
That's
Porter,
right. Beth, yeah, we want to thank you for being
you.
On with us
it's
today.
So wonderful to have
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, as we exit off today, I want to read this to you. It's from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel,
Amen.
Because it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, also to the Greek. For in it is the righteousness of God. It is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." And friend,
Amen.
That's you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are now the righteousness of Christ through God, through the sacrifice on that cross, friend. It is not time to cower away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not time to shy away from being bold about our Amen. Faith. We are living in tumultuous times, but friend, it is okay because you have an eternal security through Jesus Christ. We want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Go
yes.
and tune in to What Is a Girl
What's
to Do
yes.
on the PTL Television Network.
A dollar a day, many are joining that club right now. We also have the Jubilee Club at $50 a month. And then we have my club, the President's Club, at $100 a month. I need your support. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. We are totally in the last days, but we must keep the message of the gospel going forth. We need your support. And I pray that if you have the ability today to give a one-time gift to keep the devil away and to meet our budget this month, we need help desperately. I'm going to personally, for my Social Security, I'm going to give a $1,000 gift today to the ministry. And I hope someone will join with me and give that one-time gift as well. But these monthlies will keep us going till Jesus comes if you'll just do that. So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.